0567.
Right, let's talk cars for a while, and then after the 2 o'clock news, we'll play some more of your responses to the budget conversation and on premature babies. But first, Tira de Siena's on the line, our motoring journalist from cars.co.za, with some breaking motoring news. Tira, good afternoon to you, and it's news about your favourite topic, electric vehicles.
I am quite excited about electric cars. I think it's my favourite topic at the moment because It's something that needs to be addressed for various economic reasons. It's also something that makes people quite anxious, and I feel like I can help. I'm doing my best to read and watch loads of videos and try and understand the topic as best as I can. And I think that, you know, when I was at 17, 18, and I decided I wanted to do this job, I used to read magazines and all the car magazines, and I always used to wonder what sort of cars I'd be reviewing in the future. And here I am, an old man in the industry. Someone the other day called me a junior worm, which I thought was quite entertaining. 18 years in the industry, and now I'm. You know, yesterday I drove this fully electric Audi, and I just thought, wow, like, am I in the future now? You know, is this it? Is this what I dreamt of, kind of, all those years ago? Audi is committed to launching 6 electric vehicles on the local market. Which, you know, if this was Europe, wouldn't be a remarkable thing. But, you know, as motoring media, we keep getting these tastes of cars, of electric cars, and manufacturers keep saying, oh, no, we're coming, you know, we're going to put it on sale. VW and Mercedes are particularly guilty of this. They've let us drive their electric cars since 2018 on local soil, and they're still nowhere to be seen on showroom floors. But Audi has really made a bold move. They're like, we're going for it. Here we go. You know, we're giving you 6 electric cars. So. Wow. So 3 will go on sale in the first quarter of next year, and then they'll release 1 per year thereafter. And it's all their best stuff. It's all the stuff which is selling well and getting a lot of praise in Europe. So if you are interested, there are going to be significantly more options soon. Look, they're not going to be cheap options by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, if you're looking for a luxury SUV, you'll now have basically at the same price point as another luxury SUV, you'll be able to choose as an electric one. And I think that's quite exciting. I really do. I think electric cars make great Monday to Friday cars. They're super to drive. They're super economical. They've come a long way. Their range is getting better all the time. And I'm excited to drive them more and see them on our roads.
Tira, seeing as we're talking electric cars, we had a voice note that came in earlier on this very issue. So let's take a listen to that before we ask you what you've driven this week. Here's that voice note.
Hi, Pippa. Everybody talks about migrating to battery-operated or electric vehicles, which is actually a very good thing. The only question I have for nobody speaks about, you know, how long these batteries actually last and when it's time to replace them. What the cost of the replacement set of batteries are, because I understand it's quite a lot of batteries that you need to run a vehicle. Thanks, Maurice.
Thanks, Maurice. Important question. Would you like to respond, Tira?
Sure. No, I can respond. The short answer is it's expensive. The long answer is that you almost might throw the vehicle in the junkyard before you have to change the battery. So Tesla gives you an 8-year battery warranty. And according to their studies, because they've now had Teslas on sale since 2012, so they now have almost 10 years of data on their batteries. They say they only have 10% degradation or 10% loss of capacity over 10 years of the battery's life. And consider that 10 years ago when those batteries came out, that was fairly rudimentary technology. The technology gets better all the time.
Yeah.
Audi have said to me, if I'm not mistaken, I don't want to quote them directly, but they say the battery will last the lifetime of the vehicle, and they're working on about 15 years for their sort of battery life.
Okay.
You will definitely lose capacity. But I think it's going to be less of an issue than people think. And then to respond to the cost, the only cost I know on a replacement battery is on Tesla. About a $100,000 Tesla, you're looking at about $22,000 to replace the battery. So what's that? That's about 350,000 rand, 300,000 rand, somewhere there. Mm-hmm. So it's a significant cost. It really, really is. But if you're in that 8 years, they'll replace it for free, obviously. And thereafter, you might just decide, oh well, I'll just live with this reduced capacity, you know.
Yeah.
Or you'll sell the car on and get another one. So I think it's less of an issue than people think it's going to be, and I hope that's the case.
I hope so too. Chira, thanks for that. Maurice, thanks for a significant voice note. Really appreciate that. We've got Gareth on the line from Somerset West. Let's go to him for a question next. Gareth, good afternoon. Oh, and we've lost Gareth. Okay, we'll move straight on. Apologies, Gareth, if you do want to call back, we've got about 3 minutes in hand. So call fast, please. Chira, you've been driving the Haval 6, and you want to tell us a little bit about this. I mean, you've been noting for months now how well Haval is doing in South Africa, how much the affordability of that brand is playing in its favor. I think it was 7th top-selling brand in the latest stats that you shared with us, or thereabouts. What's the H6 like?
I think they're up to 5th now, actually, okay. But if I'm not mistaken, 5th biggest brand in the country. Incredible success story. I don't think this market's ever seen anything like it. And now that I've finally sampled one of their best sellers, which is the H6, I can see why. You know, so to put it into perspective, a top spec, top of the range VW Polo, right, with a 1 liter engine, will set you back 404,000 rand. That's the list price.
Yeah.
And you know, then the dealer will add their bits and pieces, and you might add a few options. So let's say you're at 420, 430 for a Polo. An H6 is a luxury SUV about the size of a Mazda CX-5 or a Hyundai Tucson or a Kia Sportage or a Toyota RAV4 or, you know, a Mazda what was the other car I was going to go with there? Mazda CX-5, I think I mentioned that. But so you're getting into one of these for 420,000 Rand. That's the base price. So this is almost Polo money for a car that is 2, 3, 4 segments above it. And then if you want the more tech you want, and if you want all-wheel drive and all the rest of it, obviously you spend more. The range goes up to 520,000 Rand. But I just can't see a reason why you wouldn't want to look at one of these cars. The interior is fantastic. It's probably the best drivetrain I've experienced in a Chinese vehicle. It's a 2 liter turbocharged engine matched to a dual clutch gearbox, which is a very advanced drivetrain, and it's also much more efficient, I found, than the smaller Haval Jolyon, which has a smaller engine, which seems to be doing a bit more work. The one in the H6 doesn't seem to be too bothered by the body that it's pulling around, so it's a bit more efficient as well. And you know, all the sort of tech and the sort of safety features and the sort of active driving features that you might find in, you know, in 3 million rand Range Rovers and BMWs, you're getting that in this car for under 500,000 rand. So I drove the second from the top luxury model all-wheel drive, which cost you 470,000 rand. And I couldn't find fault with the thing. I tried my best. What is wrong with this thing? Why is it so cheap? They're coming out with a 5-year warranty, which is pretty decent. It's a strong warranty. If you buy from the Thorpe Group, they throw another 2 years on top, so then you're at 7-year warranty. It's weird because as a journalist, I really do try my best to give balanced reviews, and I feel like this is probably the least balanced review I've ever given. But at the same time, objectively speaking, it's really hard to find fault with these cars, especially at the price point that they're available at.
Thanks for that very enthusiastic feedback, Chiro. And before we're out of time, let's quickly go back to Gareth. We've got him back on the line from Somerset West. Gareth, your question was, good afternoon.
Hi guys. Yeah, sorry, I got cut off there. I phoned in a couple of weeks ago and asked you on the best options for a 10-seater or 11-seater, and it was between the Quantum, the Toyota Quantum, and the Nissan. And, we've been very graciously blessed a Toyota Quantum for our 10 children. And so now we've got a lovely car to drive around, and there's just one problem, that the Toyota Quantum's come governed at 100 kilometers an hour. So based on the taxi spec. So whenever we're driving out on the N1 or somewhere, you feel the nice 2.4 diesel engine pull off, and then it gets to 100 and it feels like you've had your petrol line cut. So yeah, I don't know if you have any idea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the governor, is it a mechanical or is it an electronic? And I have phoned Toyota and they said it comes standard, you're not allowed to get, they can't remove it. So I'm assuming there's probably some
workshop. Is the vehicle is the vehicle under warranty?
Yeah, it is. It's a new vehicle. Yeah.
So. It's a bit naughty. I don't think I should. I never gave you this advice. Don't tell anyone. You could almost certainly flash the ECU or upgrade the ECU. It'll be a digital. It'll be a what's the word? It won't be mechanical. It'll be part of the ECU. It's essentially the Quantum has the same engine as the Toyota Hiluxes. So I would go to any place that does Hilux remapping and see if they can get rid of it for you. But all that being said, you do have to be careful of voiding your warranty.
Absolutely.
So, just between me and you and however many 100,000 people are listening, just be careful. But I'm almost certain you could get that governor removed.
I mean, no, Gareth's not going to take it over 120, even if he does, right, sure?
Sure, no, of course. I mean, the thing is, you want to be able to do highway speed. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, you're a hazard if you're not doing highway speed. So I think it should be able to get sorted out.
Junie Oom, Baie Dankie. We have to leave it there. Tjerrie de Siena of cars.co.za. Thank you as always for your advice. And Gareth, good luck to you. Remember, you can send your motoring question any time of the week by popping me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za.